Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Jake, and today we're tackling a really compelling topic, Trump's tomahawk tightrope, a diplomatic balancing act. Joining me to unpack all of this is the insightful Rachel, an expert in international policy.
Thanks for having me, Jake. It's a pleasure to be here, especially for such a critical discussion.
It truly is. We're going to be diving deep into the president's often mixed signals on missile use, specifically how he's attempting to balance the very real risks of escalation against the strategic need for leverage in those crucial Ukraine peace talks. Rachel, when you look at this diplomatic tightrope, what's your immediate take on the complexity involved?
Well, Jake, it's a situation fraught with peril and opportunity. The challenge lies in projecting a credible threat without pushing adversaries into a corner, while simultaneously trying to open pathways for negotiation. It's a delicate dance, to say the least.
That's a really insightful way to put it, Rachel. A delicate dance. When we look at President Trump's specific actions and statements, what are some of the clearest examples of him walking this tightrope, especially concerning those Tomahawk missiles?
Well, Jake, a prime example is his cautious rhetoric around sending Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine. He's openly called them very dangerous, emphasizing the need to avoid escalation. Yet, in the same breath, he keeps the option open, saying, "We may do it if diplomacy fails." It's a classic move to maintain leverage.
So he's essentially trying to project strength and a willingness to act, but without actually committing, thereby keeping Russia guessing. Is that the core of this strategy?
Precisely. It's about maintaining leverage in those Ukraine talks. By keeping Tomahawks on the table, he applies pressure without immediately incurring the costs or the risks of direct military involvement. It invites concessions without having to pay the price up front, you know?
And the cost is significant, isn't it? I recall hearing these missiles are quite expensive, not to mention the launchers needed.
Absolutely. Each Tomahawk missile is around $2.5 million, and they require specific Typhon launchers. So the financial aspect adds another layer of complexity to the decision, making that on-the-table approach even more strategic.
It certainly does. How do Ukraine and our European allies view this approach? Are they frustrated by the caution, or do they see the strategic value in this diplomatic tightrope?
Zelensky, for one, has been quite vocal about needing more long-range capabilities. He believes it would significantly increase their negotiation leverage against Moscow. European allies, on the other hand, are exploring ways to use NATO-linked funding to help Ukraine acquire American systems like these Tomahawks and their launchers.
So there's a clear desire for these systems from Ukraine and support from Europe. What about the Pentagon and NATO? Are they making contingency plans for such a transfer, should the decision be made?
They are, yes. The Pentagon has contingency plans in place, considering everything from inventory and training to resupply logistics. NATO's also evolving its procurement strategies to better align industry output with military needs, which could facilitate quicker aid to Ukraine if required.
That's good to hear there's preparation. How do broader diplomatic events, like the recent Gaza ceasefire or the stalled Alaska summit with Putin, factor into this delicate balancing act?
Those events definitely shift the focus. The stalled summit, for instance, has pushed more attention towards European diplomacy. Upcoming meetings, like those in Hungary with Putin and potentially Zelensky, are now expected to heavily influence any decisions on missile transfers. It's all interconnected.
And what about Russia's perspective? How would the actual transfer of Tomahawks, with their 1,000-mile range, impact Moscow's calculus? And what have they said about it?
Tomahawks could reach strategic Russian targets, potentially altering Moscow's calculus significantly. European allies hope it would act as a deterrent. However, the Kremlin has issued strong warnings, stating that such transfers would constitute a serious escalation. It's a high-stakes game.
It sounds like a very precarious situation. Finally, Rachel, how has President Trump's own stance evolved on this, from his earlier interactions with Putin to now? Does that evolution reflect this complex balancing act?
It absolutely does. His position has shifted from, at times, praising Putin to criticizing him after Russian strikes on Kyiv. This reflects a complex diplomatic balancing act, where the administration's ultimate focus remains on finding a diplomatic solution, but always keeping military options as leverage. It's a constant recalibration.
Well, Rachel, as we wrap up, it's clear that President Trump's approach to the Tomahawk missiles really embodies that diplomatic tightrope we talked about. It's a constant negotiation between projecting strength and avoiding dangerous escalation, all while aiming for peace in Ukraine.
Exactly, Jake. It's a high-stakes game where every statement and every potential action is carefully weighed for its impact on leverage and the broader geopolitical landscape. The evolution of his stance truly highlights that ongoing recalibration.
Indeed, it's a complex dance, and understanding these nuances is crucial for anyone following international relations. Rachel, thank you so much for breaking down such an intricate topic for us today.
My pleasure, Jake. It was a truly engaging discussion. Thanks for having me.